defenseless people mm-hmm. that can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're voiceless.
Yeah.
That is part of the roundtable from yesterday that was held with the county executive, Jan Gardner, along with our representative, John Delaney, of the 6th District. They were hosting a roundtable about how much money Frederick County could lose if under Trump's fiscal 2018 budget. And how it will impact local residents. And, of course, the sky is falling. Now, I'm looking at that $25 million price tag, and I'm looking at exactly what happened about this time last year when we were talking about the budgets and how much more money was given to one particular group. And that would have probably, if we were to get those budgets, would be the added money given to one particular area in the budget, if that was saved, would be able to handle any kind of budget constraints that the new president has put in. Now, it is saying that the county could lose up to $25.04 million. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. Now, the president, you know, put in a big hiring freeze, right? Well, I think that freeze, you know, for government hiring, well, I think that freeze has already been lifted. Not everybody, but I think in some places it has been lifted for certain things. So, how much will we lose? And the other thing is, of course, you hear somebody like Bud Otis, and I got to take a break. And I'd love for you to chime in on this. Bud Otis is, the helpless. They're helpless. They can't do it without the government. Hmm. That kind of puts the mindset of certain people in politics. Whether you believe it or not, that's the mindset of certain people in politics. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Morning News Express. And I'd love for you to get your reaction at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. South Mount Creamery, Morning News Express. I'm Free Talk 930. Time for construction, for roofing and sliding. It's the Morning News Express on WFMD. Rise and shine, up and at 'em. Boom! 301-694-WFMD. It is Wednesday, April 12th. Our telephone number, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Well, how much money, if the president goes through with cutting the budget, will the Frederick County area lose? According to John Delaney and County Executive Jan Gardner, up to around $25+ million in federal funds that come to Frederick County, we will have to do without. And what are we going to do when we have to do without it? Well, looking at a article in the Frederick News Post this morning, it talks about how the county has a 2,000 person list of residents waiting for a voucher to participate in Section 8 housing, and 6,000 other out-of-county residents looking to participate in the program if they move here. Now, remember, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get in trouble, and I don't care if I get in trouble. How many of those people are illegal aliens? Bob, how dare you say that? And I would love for somebody to go through, and I mean, it's about time maybe that $25 million can be whittled down if we take a look at the people who are not supposed to be here. And find out how much government services we are providing people who are not legal residents of this country. And I'm not talking about people here on visas. I'm not talking about people who are, you know, work permits and things of that nature. People who are just here illegally. Now, Bob, we can't count them. Oh, yes, they know. The school system knows how many illegal immigrants. The school system knows how many illegal immigrants are in the school system. They won't tell you, but they know. And people in government, they know. And if they don't know the exact number, they know a pretty darn good number. you know, when Bud Otis sits there and goes, well, we need an advocate down there to tell because these people are helpless. No, they're not helpless. There are people who need help. Doesn't make them helpless. And shame on Bud Otis for playing that card. Oh, they're helpless, and the only way that we can help them is the government. Well, you know what? Look, Bud Otis, why don't you get off your keister and start bringing jobs into this county? Work with Jan Gardner, Jan Delaney. Bring in some businesses into the county. Bob, nobody's building anymore. Nobody's bringing. Excuse. Make us business friendly. I remember the, you know, oh my God, they were horrible. The last administration said Freddie County was open for business. Are we still? Are we making it for people to stay? Are we making it easier for people to come in here and create an atmosphere of business? I sure hope so. I mean, what other areas can we look at? And see, I mean, I'm all in favor of being able to get our slice of the pie. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to make sure that we get our slice of the pie, but everybody wants their slice of the pie. There's not enough pie anymore. Our government's going broke. Our country is going broke, and all we can think about is how we get our hands out to make sure that we get ours. You don't do that, and I don't do that when it comes to our own household. We start subtracting things, what we need. We go back to not taking the lavish vacations, but maybe just getting away somewhere local or a staycation. Or we sit there and we drive an older car instead of going to get a new car. Or, as Dave Ramsey likes to always say, you know, we're eating rice and beans and rice. Instead of steak tartare. I mean, we people have to make those kind of decisions. Governments don't like to do that. They always tell us how they, we're a bare bones budget, but we'll allocate money and we'll find money for this and that and everything else. I heard Catherine Heerbrandt yesterday on the air with Tim May, which was great listening because Catherine doesn't back down and she's just as loud as Tim. And they were arguing about the transit system in Frederick County. And Tim made a great point. She made a great point. There are people who have to use public transit. But how much do we pay in public transportation that could be utilized in a different way? I mean, how much do the buses cost? How much is the annual salaries of people driving the buses? That's probably the least amount of money they cost. And how effective is it? Could we be running smaller buses? Maybe better fuel economy. Sell the bigger buses to a bigger municipality. Running the smaller buses out to Walkersville or to Brunswick or to wherever they travel. Maybe we, and I think they've done some of this, making some of those routes a little bit longer or a little bit more time in between, not as many buses. We don't really have that need here yet in this county. And you're right. While Tim's riding around on there, checking with their Wi-Fi all the time, how many people are actually on one of those transit buses when you see them? Well, just take a look. Glance in one time and see how many people. It's not like Washington, D.C., where there's 50 of the people on there. There's maybe 2 to 5, if that. Well, Bob, how are those 2 to 5 supposed to get around? I don't know. But we go through all these things and, you know, we go through each and take a look and see what we can do to maybe take a look at our own budget and start cutting or finding other ways, more private public relations and partnerships. I know. Bob, why would we ask people in the private sector to help out? I don't know. Goodness gracious, it's like, I've done it before. Maybe that's the reason. It's 6:29 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express.